Welcome back to Community Voices.
We talked about community in terms of the whole town. What was it like becoming part of the business community in downtown Salmoner?
Great. We have a downtown business association that we got to know right off the bat and work with them. And, you know, they're always there to help us answer questions. We've gotten to know a lot of the other business owners here that are around. It's great. For the most part, business owners downtown work together. We're strong believers that if downtown succeeds, everybody should succeed, or you've got a better chance of succeeding. So we promote a lot of the downtown activities and stuff. We're huge supporters of the farmers market. We just love it. We think it brings, you know, great things to our downtown area. So we were really happy when that started. We try to get involved as much as possible with community things. Shoe Swap Theater, you know, all of those, we know them well. Our old store, we used to sell tickets for them. Just things like that. You know, we try to promote not just our store, but things that are going on in the community. Because we live here, we're part of the community. That goes right back to our philosophy that we want the downtown to be vibrant, busy, and to survive and be unique, because that will bring people in. And if people come in, there's a very good chance they're going to not only have a bite to eat, they're going to wander through stores too. So as a store owner, we benefit, you know, from that, definitely. When they allow people to do outside dining, that was huge for this downtown. And then we thought, what's the city going to do? You know, are they going to say, no, pandemic's over, no more? They kept them. Mm-hmm. And that has been huge for this downtown area, especially for our tourists and visitors. Who wants to sit inside when it's nice out?
Yeah.
You know, so keeping those outside patios for our restaurants was just, like, amazing for the downtown area. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're moving in the right step. We're definitely moving in the right step to build up the downtown. Some businesses won't survive, and that's just, you know, it's unfortunate that that happens, you know, for whatever reasons. But we've got some really cool businesses down here. Yeah, so it's not just about us, it's about the community and then the downtown community, for sure. Yeah, and we've always promoted, you know, things that go on in the community. Yeah, and community organizations, like we try to donate as much as we possible. And help out different arts groups, the art center, the theater, women's shelter, the food banks. Like, you know, we try to give back to the community as much as we can too, so.
With the pandemic and everything, there was a certain sense of isolation, so people working together definitely gets rid of that feeling.
Definitely. Like, that was probably the hardest part for us is when we were closed, you know, and didn't really have much communication, we missed that. So then when we reopened, it's like we got to see our friends again, you know. And even now, we socialize all day long. Yeah, we're running a business, but we socialize all day long. So when we go home at 5 o'clock, we go home to our two little cats and we're good. It's like we've been visiting our friends all day. So we go home at night and we're good. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, so yeah, Salmoner was a great place, yeah. We're very fortunate that we settled here and things worked out the way they did.
Has there been any challenges to being downtown and having a business?
Definitely parking, you know, but it doesn't matter where you go, what city, what town, parking is always kind of an issue. But if people want to come, they find a parking spot. They find a way.
Do you think Salmoner is suited to nighttime shopping?
Interesting you ask that, because we're having conversations right now about that. For us, definitely we're open to that. The only thing is you have to have quite a number of businesses open. Mm-hmm. So everybody kind of has to work together, and that's conversations that we're having right now about possibly the first Friday of every month, everybody being open a little later. So that might be kind of a pilot thing we try. I mean, it's a tough one because we're, most of us downtown that own stores are small businesses. So it's locally owned and you can't burn out. You've only got so many hours in the day, so many days in the week. We've chosen to stay closed on Sunday, Monday. Through the year, except for 2 months in the summer and over Christmas. We just found that we personally need those 2 days off. So if you're going to stay open late, chances are you're going to have to, as an owner, put in those extra hours or bring in staffing. And that's an expense. And sometimes you don't have the staff to cover those. So it would be nice, but it's not something that I can't see happening overnight. But there is talk right now about trying to do the Fridays and trying to make it work.
But once a month would not be as bad as every weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. And an evening like that isn't bad. We had the late night shopping kind of last Christmas, and it was the first one in 6 years that had as many people downtown that night. I think the light up was the same night, the tree. So it is possible, but there's a lot of factors, and being small businesses, you're kind of limited. So we'll have to see where it goes, because if we were open Mondays, we'd definitely be busy. But like I said, we had to weigh it out, you know.
Well, if it becomes a big thing, then it'd be worth hiring someone.
Yes.
If it becomes a big thing.
Yes, yeah, but you have to get to that point.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's talks. This is a recent thing, so we're on board, you know, to try it, and we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Well, I hope it works out.
Because you do get people down. We have great eateries down here.
Yes.
You know, so you do get people coming down for supper and such. Yeah. We're seeing people. We've had this week already customers from Kelowna, from Kamloops, Vernon yesterday, ladies, Chase this morning. So if the roads are good, we get those out-of-town people coming in. And they come in, they do some shopping, they go for lunch, you know, have a great day. Salmon Arm downtown is amazing to be able to walk around and shop. And it's safe downtown. You know, some of the other communities, their downtowns, you know, they've had some issues. So people say, I don't feel safe walking around our downtown anymore. So they're coming to Salmon Arm, which, you know, is great for the businesses here.
It sounds like maybe Salmon Arm is becoming known as an alternate place to go to shop.
I think so for a lot of people. Yeah, if they want just, especially ladies, you know, grab your friend and, you know, let's go for a drive and let's go to Salmon Arm. Yeah.
I was just about to mention that. We've heard that people really enjoy the drive to Salmon Arm.
Yeah.
For example, if they work here but live in Vernon, they enjoy that commute.
It's, you know, from either direction. But, I mean, we love the drive from here to Kelowna when we go back down. It's a very pretty drive. You know, it's not that far. So probably last year we had a couple customers come in, and they were from South Okanagan, and they came up to buy paint. Of course, we got chatting with them, and they told us where they were from. And my husband was in the store, and he said, do you know that you drove by, you passed three paint retailers, but you came to Salmon Arm to buy paint? And he was kind of joking with them. And they said, oh, we know, but we just want to come into your store, and we want to come to Salmon Arm. So, you know what, that speaks volumes. Yeah, they weren't just here to buy paint. They love coming to Salmon Arm.
Interesting in the sense that you have a store here and you're bringing people from out of town to our town.
Yes.
That's unique.
And we learned early on, even though our other store was very small, we didn't have near the stuff we have now, we learned that for the most part, if they come through our door once, they'll be back. So, you know, again, we're fortunate. They have a great experience. And we know for the most part, once they come that first time, they're going to come back, which is what you want. as a business.
Well, you have such a variety of stuff in here. It's fun to.
It's fun and it's inspiring too. You know, it doesn't bother me if someone comes in and spends an hour or more in here and walks out with nothing. That's okay, because I know they were inspired, or maybe they saw something and they'll be back for it, or
I'd be willing to bet that.
Yeah.
You know, just because they don't buy today doesn't mean that they haven't taken something in and thought, Christmas is coming, or I have a birthday coming up, and I'll bet you know, I'll come back and see if they've got something that's similar to this.
Yes. Yeah, it's great. We're looking forward to a good summer, I think. Cross our fingers.
Yeah.
Weather and, you know, fires won't affect us too bad this year.
Does the rain affect you at all?
No. No.
That's good. I was just wondering, because I'm kind of hoping for a pile of rain this year, because we had such a horrible winter as far as, you know, freeze, melt.
Yeah.
That's El Nino.
And our ground, if you dug down right now, it's dry down there.
Yeah.
It isn't very wet. So, yeah, I don't mind the rain. We need it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Could you describe the IOD transfer that we see over there? And I'm assuming that's what that is on that.
The dresser. And, yeah. So it's, the company is Iron Orchid Designs. They are actually two sisters. Another really cool history story on them. They are in California, but we have a Canadian warehouse that's actually located in Alberta, which is great for us. And so we bring in their product. It's a rub-on transfer, so you're actually burnishing. If you actually remember Electroset letters way back, where you got a sheet of letters and you just rubbed them to transfer and then did your next letter, it's kind of the same concept. So we put them on, we paint the dressers, put them on there, we do a lot of the old windows, put them on the glass, on canvases. I've got the little mini guitar back there that's got the transfers on it. They're very popular, actually, and we've got new releases coming out tomorrow. That's one of their products. They also have a lot of rubber stamps, reusable stamps that you can stamp pieces. We've had people stamp their floors, paint their tile floors, and then stamp a design on and then top coat it. It's a lot easier than pulling your tile out. And then they have some molds as well that we use with air dry clay. And you can put those embellishments, we call them, onto pieces. So they're a great company. We've had that product since day one almost, and love it. Yeah.
So I bet you get artists in here also looking around.
We do. We actually sell the molds and the stamps. A lot of times potters will use them, because you can use them to press designs into their clay when they're doing pottery work.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We work with this stuff day in and day out, and I try to do as much of it at home for samples as I can. But people come in and show us pictures of what they've done, and we're inspired by that. I mean, we can inspire people with our work, but we definitely get inspired, you know, by other people's work too.
It's a cool sharing of back and forth.
Oh. Absolutely, absolutely. And even with the artisans that we've got in, one of our card ladies, she's from Ottobernan area, and she does those beautiful bright cards, and she had one with sailboats, one of her cards. And so I said to her one day, we have a really nice wharf in Salmon Arm. If I send you some pictures, do you think you could do? So she's working on some special designs for us in the store, and we do that with some of our artisans. You know, we come up with an idea and say, what about, you know, we work together and they produce something.
Well, pictures of the wharf on the cards would be specifically Salmon Arm based.
Absolutely.
Would be great.
Yes. Yeah.